91X News.
It's 21 degrees and mostly sunny. I'm Sarah Armour with 91X News. The former mayor of Belleville, George Zagoras, has died at the age of 74. Zagoras, who served as mayor for a total of 14 years, was often described as being a colorful mayor. His son Adam says it's because of his personality.
Well, he certainly had a very pleasant and strong personality, and he was a very fun and outgoing guy, so I think that's probably why he was described that way.
Adam says the former mayor passed away early this morning after a short battle with brain cancer. Zagoras served as an alderman from 1973 until 1980 when he became mayor. He was the mayor of Belleville from 1980 to 1991 and then became mayor again in 2000 for 3 years. A dramatic standoff in Belleville's West End this morning. Here's Renee Rogers with the details.
Police, crisis negotiators, and an emergency response team surrounded a residence just off Cascade Boulevard throughout the night. Police arrived at the home at about 3 a.m. to investigate a domestic dispute. At that time, a woman and child left the residence, but one man armed with a knife refused to come outside. Deputy Police Chief Paul Vandergraff says the suspect surrendered to police at about 8:30 this morning.
Through the keen work of our emergency response team, the officers who've been on all night long and continue on working this morning from the patrol road, local EMS, and our crisis negotiators, we're able to come to a very successful negotiation, and the individual turned himself over to our officers.
No one has been injured. A 30-year-old Belleville man has been charged with one count of assault with a weapon. He'll appear for a bail hearing today. The investigation is ongoing. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Hunters have found the remains of a Canadian man who disappeared after going to seek help in the Nevada wilderness. Nevada police say Albert Cretchen's remains were discovered Saturday in a secluded area of Merritt Mountain. He set off to look for help after the couple's GPS led them off course on their way to Las Vegas, and their van ended up stuck in the mud on a remote forest road. Cretchen's wife Rita stayed in the van and survived for 49 days on trail mix, hard candy, and melted snow before she was found on the verge of starvation. Toronto police are investigating a pair of separate sexual assaults yesterday. Early in the morning, a 20-year-old woman walking her dog in northeast Toronto was attacked and sexually assaulted by a man who threatened her with a handgun. The second incident occurred around 8:30 p.m. when a female jogger was sexually assaulted in West End of Toronto. Police are asking anyone with information about the attacks to contact police or Crime Stoppers. The NHL lockout didn't stop the people of Stirling from celebrating their title as Hockeyville. Sean Macy has more.
You couldn't tell the people of Stirling lost out on an NHL preseason game by the crowds in the streets yesterday. The community was out in full force showing off their hockey pride. Tim Osborne came out for the parade, and he's not letting the lockout get him down.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a good parade, and hope there's lots of people out on the streets today. Lots of spirit.
Are you at all disappointed that there's no NHL game?
I think we're all a little disappointed, but we understand. I mean, hockey's a business, but hey, if we can get a game, we'll get a game. It'd be great. Everybody's going to be excited for it. Absolutely.
The parade was followed up by a celebration at the local hockey arena, where fans had the chance to get their picture taken with the Stanley Cup. The day ended with a celebrity hockey game that included Stirling native and former Buffalo Sabres tough guy Rob Ray. Sean Macy, 91X News, Stirling.
The Tories say they won't support the Liberal minority government's plan to freeze the wages of almost 500,000 public sector workers. Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak says the plan exempts municipalities, police, firefighters, and public transit workers, and it fails to impose an immediate pay freeze on workers. The NDP have already come out against any moves to freeze wages, saying the legislation will be struck down by the courts and end up costing taxpayers even more in the long run. The Liberals say a wage freeze will help eliminate a deficit of almost $15 billion while protecting jobs and government services rather than forcing them to lay off workers. Jack Layton's widow, Toronto MP Olivia Chow, says she hasn't spoken to Calgary Conservative MP Rob Anders directly. But she says she's glad Anders recognizes that his comments suggesting that NDP leader Tom Mulclair essentially goaded Layton into risking his health during last year's election campaign were insensitive.
Let's just put away all the conspiracy theory and move forward, because all of this is all negative energy. It's not doing anybody any good.
Anders has issued a statement apologizing to Montclair and Layton's family. A report says Warren's several key rivals will likely take a hit when Target opens in Canada next year. Investment firm Barclays Capital says Canadian Tire, Loblaw's Joe Fresh brand, Sears Canada, Walmart, and Old Navy are most at risk, based on the overlap in the store's offerings and their proximity to Target locations. But Barclays says Montreal-based discount retailer Dollarama will benefit when a Target opens nearby because it offers something different from Target. That's 91X News to 405. Sports is next.
Hey, Steve, you want to get pizza? I've heard Brenda's Pizza Factory is real good.
Sweet, their student walk-in special is awesome. You get a large two-topping pizza for a great deal.
How much?
$9.99, dude.
Wow, just $9.99? Bonus! Let's go!
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with two locations to serve you. In Belleville, corner of Sydney and Bridge, call 968-3336. In Napanee, Center Street East, 354-3000.
Brenda's Pizza Factory, the best za in town.
Good afternoon, I'm Brandon White with 91X Sports. The Great One is optimistic about the NHL's labor situation. Wayne Gretzky says he believes the league's current lockout will end before January 1st, the date of the Showcase Winter Classic between the Detroit Red Wings and Toronto Maple Leafs.
I believe in my heart, maybe because I'm such a big hockey fan, that they will be playing by January 1. I think the hard part of their deal was the last negotiations of players agreeing to a salary cap. And now that there is a salary cap in place and revenue sharing, I see them ultimately getting a deal done here. And I see them playing hockey this year, yeah.
He says both sides are led by very smart men, and it's just a matter of working out a deal that everyone thinks is fair. New Jersey senators are urging both sides in the NHL lockout to consider the economic impact on their state if the dispute is not resolved. Senators Robert Menendez and Frank Lautenberg warn that the absence of Devils games in Newark could mean millions of dollars lost for the city. The Devils advanced to the Stanley Cup Final last season, creating a financial boost. Two defensive-minded teams will be sharing the field tonight for the NFL's Monday Night Football. The Cowboys will host the Bears for a matchup of 2-1 teams. The Cowboys' defense is ranked number one overall, and the Bears are ranked sixth. Both teams have been sputtering on offense, with Dallas ranked 20th and Chicago ranked 27th. Baseball's playoff picture could become a bit more clear tonight. The Yankees and Orioles are tied for the AL East lead. New York hosts the Red Sox, and Baltimore puts a four-game win streak on the line at Tampa. The loser of the division race will get a wild card. Detroit has a magic of number of one to clinch the AL Central heading into its outing at Kansas City. Oakland can clinch a playoff spot with one more win. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays are hoping to avoid a 90-loss season. Aaron LaFay will get the start against the Minnesota Twins at the Rogers Center. Toronto must sweep the Twins to avoid an embarrassing 90 losses. Andrew Bynum, the center for the Philadelphia 76ers, will sit out 3 weeks as a precaution after receiving knee treatment in Germany. Bynum had injections that will supposedly stimulate healing for the arthritis in both of his knees. The Sixers said he was cleared to play in camp last week, but said today that Bynum has a bone bruise on his right knee. He will continue to participate in low-impact conditioning drills. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Armour with 91X Weather.
Today, clearing this morning, high 20. Tonight, a few clouds, low 7. Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, 40% chance of showers, high 17. Wednesday, showers, high 20. It's 21 degrees. I'm Sarah Armour with Brandon Wright. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 6.